Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the WeWork India Management Limited's conference call hosted by Adfactors PR. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Savli Mangle from Adfactors. Thank you, and over to you, Ms. Savli.
Thank you, Sagar. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY 2026 earnings call of WeWork India Management Limited. Today, we have with us Mr. Karan Virwani, Managing Director and CEO, Mr. Clifford Lobo, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Vinay Parameswaran, Chief Investment Officer. We will begin the call with the opening remarks from the management, after which we will open the forum for an interactive Q&A session. I must remind you that this conference may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Having said that, I now hand it over to Mr. Karan Virwani, MD and CEO of WeWork, for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Savli. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the WeWork India Q2 FY 26 earnings call. I would like to welcome all of our shareholders and thank you for the trust and confidence you have placed in us during our IPO. Your support has been both humbling and inspiring. We remain deeply committed to delivering long-term value and sustained performance. This quarter holds a special meaning. It's our first after becoming a publicly listed company, and I'm proud to share that we've delivered yet another strong quarter, combining record growth, consistent profitability, and strategic execution. WeWork India continues to lead the industry, not just in terms of scale, but also in terms of profitability, operational efficiency, and technology-driven execution. India's growth story is anchored in a $5 trillion economy powered by robust services, rising FDI, and a world-class talent base. With over 2.5 million STEM graduates annually, rapid urbanization, and the world's third-largest startup ecosystem in India, India continues to attract global enterprises and drive structural demand for premium commercial real estate. In the first 9 months of 2025, gross leasing touched nearly 59.6 million sq ft, the highest ever for a January to September period, growing nearly 10% year-over-year. Within that, flex spaces now account for 21% of new leasing, expanding nearly 24% CAGR since 2020, and now crossing 100 million sq ft of total stock, capturing about 10% share in the total CRE stock. This structural shift reflects how enterprises and global capability centers are embracing flexible, high-quality managed workspaces as a core part of their portfolio strategy. And with flex share projected to reach about 15% of total stock by 2027, translating to 140-144 million sq ft, India remains as one of the fastest-growing, most dynamic office markets. WeWork India continues to lead this transformation in size, scale, profitability, and capital efficiency. Today, we operate 70 centers across 8 cities, covering 7.7 million sq ft and 1.15 lakh desks, with about 94% of our portfolio in Grade A developments. Including centers under fit-outs and LOI, our total AUM stands at about 1.45 lakh desks and approximately 10 million sq ft. Over the last 12 months alone, we've added nearly 20,000 desks, a 21% year-on-year expansion on capacity, fully in line with the broader flex CRE growth as well. And even in this rapid expansion, our portfolio occupancy held strong at 80.2% as of Q2, and underscoring steady resilient demand. For the same period, our mature portfolio, which is approximately 100,000 desks, operated at about 84.2%, while the growth portfolio, which is about 14,000 desks, are all operationally break-even, stood at about 51.7%. At WeWork India, we're redefining how India works by creating tech-enabled, flexible workspaces that move businesses forward. Our model is simple yet powerful. We lease grade A assets, transform them into world-class offices, and offer fully managed, ready-to-use workspaces to companies of every size, from enterprises and GCCs to SMEs and entrepreneurs. We sit uniquely at this intersection of landlords and occupiers, helping landlords enhance yields and occupancy while giving members plug-and-play flexibility and scalability. Without long-term leases, upfront costs, and operationalizing CapEx, providing seamless member experience. Our ecosystem runs on three growth engines. The workspace as a service business, which is spanning single desk flexibility to custom-built enterprise-grade offices. Our digital products, such as WeWork All Access, WeWork On Demand, WeWork Workplace, and our virtual office product, powering hybrid and distributed teams. And finally, our value-added services, including tech-led amenities, events, F&B offerings, that deepen member engagement. This quarter, we'll also launch the WeWork India app, which is the digital backbone of our business, tying our ecosystem together, enabling seamless booking, engagement, and insights, and potentially opening up new monetization streams for us. Backed by the Embassy Group and WeWork Global, we combine design, technology, and execution excellence to deliver India's most profitable and scalable flex space operating platform. Our competitive edge lies in high-quality grade A portfolio that anchors us in the most resilient markets, a diversified demand base spanning enterprise, GCC, SME, and startups, and a deeply integrated technology backbone that powers engagement, efficiency, and monetization, together making WeWork India the most scalable, future-ready platform in the industry. Our record-setting performance this quarter reinforces that, that strength in the model. Revenue reached about 585.5 crores, up 7.3% quarter over quarter and 17.2% year over year. This strong top line growth translated into an IGAAP equivalent EBITDA of about 118.4 crores, up 45% quarter over quarter and nearly 16% year over year, which margins expanded almost 530 basis points to about 20.3%. We've been PAT positive under IGAAP for the past 3 years. We delivered a PAT profit of about 39.3 crores this quarter, a growth of nearly 367% quarter over quarter and about 104% year over year. Notably, we also became India's PAT positive without any deferred tax adjustment, reporting about a 6.4 crore profit under India's, marking a major profitability milestone for WeWork India. If we take deferred tax out last year of the same period, we were at a loss of basically negative 32 crores, which has now grown to about 6.4 crores of profit. On the expansion front, we maintained our disciplined growth strategy. We currently have about 14,000 desks under fit-out and another 15K desks under LOI, providing us clear visibility over the next few quarters and increasing our capacity to about 1.45 lakh desks and about 10 million square foot AUM. Enterprise accounts remain the cornerstone of our portfolio, accounting to approximately about 75% of our business, where the remaining membership revenue of about 25% generated from non-enterprise clients, including startups, SMEs, and freelancers. This balance mix mainly remained stable over the past few quarters, reflecting sustained demand from large corporations alongside steady engagement from smaller members. Our average membership tenure has increased nearly 17% from 23 months in Q2 last year to about 27 months in this quarter itself, reflecting stronger enterprise adoption and longer-term client commitments. Within this, large enterprises, which are companies over 1,000 FTEs, contributed about 60% of our revenue and now maintain an average membership tenure of nearly 32 months, which is up from about 28 months a year ago. Importantly, over 50% of our desk sales this quarter came from existing members expanding within our network, a strong vote of confidence in our product and service quality. We're mindful of potential headwinds from cost inflation to macro uncertainty. However, our flexible contracts, the short payback cycle, staggered lease profile, our locked-in revenue to lease liability standing strong at nearly 2.7x give us strong downside protection. Sustainability and social impact are key, are deeply embedded in how we build and operate. We've quantified our carbon footprint across Scope 1 and Scope 2 and now advancing into Scope 3 measurement, driving towards 100% renewable energy target by 2027 and 90% waste diversion by 2028. Through our green lease framework and BIM-led design innovation, we've reduced project emissions by embedding circularity into every workspace we deliver. And beyond our buildings, our impact charter and partnerships with WCS India and Colors of Life continue to create measurable change, restoring ecosystems, mitigating human-wildlife conflict, and expanding education across 2,000 underprivileged students. At the heart of all of this is our culture. WeWork India has been certified as a great place to work across all categories in 2025, with a 45 representation of women, a world-class engagement score of about 86, and an employee NPS of nearly 65, reflecting a workforce that's committed and committed to its purpose and performance. As we look ahead, our focus remains clear: profitable growth, disciplined expansion, and sustained market leadership. India's office market and flex markets continue to accelerate, and WeWork India is scaling right alongside this momentum, deepening our presence into key micro markets and gaining market share across both enterprise and flex demand segments. Our expansion will continue to be driven by discipline and capital efficient approach, ensuring sustainable and accretive growth. With multiple centers under fit-out and LOI, we have strong visibility over the next few quarters. The WeWork India app will evolve further as a digital revenue driver, and while our design and build capabilities will enable enterprises to access end-to-end workspace solutions seamlessly. We're also embedding sustainability deeper into our model, increasing renewable sourcing, enhancing energy efficiency, and building smarter, greener spaces. We're not just India's largest but most future-ready workspace platform, one that grows with enterprises, scales with flexibility, and leads with innovation and design and profitability. With that, I'm going to hand it over to Clifford to take you through our financial performance in greater detail.
Thank you, Karan. Good evening, everyone. Let me take you through the key financial performance highlights of our quarter 2 FY26, a strong quarter that demonstrates WeWork India's ability to combine growth, profitability, and capital discipline. This quarter, revenue from operations stood at 574.7 crores, representing a 7.4% quarter-on-quarter growth and a 22.4% year-on-year. Including other income, total revenue accumulates to 585.5 crores, marking our highest ever quarterly top line, representing a 7.3% quarter-on-quarter growth and a 17.2% year-on-year growth. Growth was driven across all three revenue streams of our business. On core operations or workplace as a service, we generated 492.1 crores of revenue, which grew 6.6% quarter-on-quarter and a 23.4% year-on-year. This remains the largest contributor, supported by sustained enterprise and flex demand alike. On the digital products front, including WeWork All Access, Virtual Office, On Demand, and Workplace, which contributed 20 crores of revenue, while remaining flat quarter-on-quarter, grew 25% year-on-year as hybrid work adoption deepened. On the value-added services front, that contributed 62.6 crores of revenue, grew 18.2% quarter-on-quarter and a 14.4% year-on-year, now accounting for nearly 11% of total revenue, reflecting increasing monetization depth across our ecosystem. This diversified growth profile reflects the strength of our model, one that is not reliant on any single revenue stream, but designed to capture both enterprise stability and flexible demand. On profitability, we delivered a strong quarter. Under Ind AS, EBITDA stood at 390.9 crores, up 12.9% quarter on quarter and an 18.9% year on year at a margin of 66.8%. We believe financial performance is measured as IGAAP equivalent, as it is the most reflective of how efficiently our business runs and how strong our profitability really is. Under Ind AS 116, rent expenses are replaced by non-operational depreciation and notional interest on right-of-use assets. While it's the applicable accounting standard, it can distort the true operating performance, especially in a real estate lease-heavy business like ours. So IGAAP equivalent EBITDA stood at 118.4 crores, growing an astounding 45% quarter-on-quarter and a 15.8% year-on-year. EBITDA margin for the quarter is at 20.3%, up from 15% in the previous quarter. That's an increase of 530 basis points. Now let's talk about what's driving this steep quarter-on-quarter growth in IGAAP equivalent EBITDA. Over the last 12 months, we added approximately 20,000 desks, with the bulk of this, approximately 15,000 desks, becoming operational between October 24 and March 25. This front-loaded expansion temporarily weighed on our Q1 FY26 EBITDA, which came in at 81.7 crores and a margin of 15%, as fixed costs came in ahead of optimum occupancy. As of quarter 2 FY26, occupancies improved across mature and growth centers, reaching a portfolio level high of 80.2%, driven by the addition of approximately 4,600 occupied desks and an incremental recurring revenue of 39.4 crores. As occupancy increased in Q2, and given that the incremental cost is already part of the cost base, almost 82% of this incremental revenue flowed through to the bottom line. That's the structural strength of our business model. Once a center stabilizes, large part of the incremental revenue converts into profits. We reported an IGAAP equivalent PAT of 39.3 crores this quarter, a sharp increase from 8.4 crores in the prior quarter, representing a quarter-on-quarter growth of 3.7x and a year-on-year growth of over 2x. We have been consistently PAT positive under Indian GAAP for the last three fiscal years, excluding one-time exceptional items. On an Ind AS basis, we achieved our first ever PAT positive quarter, delivering a 6.4 crores profit versus a loss of 31.5 crores, excluding deferred tax benefit, in the same period last year, marking a significant milestone on our path to sustained profitability. Our cost discipline continues to drive margin expansion. Our rent per RSF increased just 1.8% year-on-year, while operating costs per RSF improved by 5.3% year-on-year. Center-level margins, EBITDA margins, improved to 27.3%, up 420 basis points sequentially, and surpassed the same period last year by 30 basis points. Our corporate overheads remained stable at around 8% of revenue, despite the addition of approximately 20,000 desks in the last 12 months. We continue to focus on cost discipline across our indirect and direct expenses. On capital efficiency, average capex per desk is at an all-time low of approximately 1.3 lakhs per desk, driven by further design improvements in our spaces and leveraging economies of scale. With a revenue-to-rent multiple of 2.9x and strong cost discipline, our ROCE improved to 22.2%, up from 9% quarter-on-quarter, reflecting efficient capital deployment. Operating cash flow for the quarter was 375 crores, up 16% quarter-on-quarter and 11% year-on-year, driven by stronger EBITDA and improved working capital discipline. CapEx spend during the quarter was 109 crores, primarily towards new center fit-outs and refurbishment in existing centers aged beyond 5 years. Free cash flow from operations post-CapEx stood at a negative 14 crore, a significant improvement over a negative 47 crore in the previous quarter. As of Q2 FY26, our net debt stands at 311 crores compared to 529 crores in the previous year. Our average cost of borrowing has declined by 500 basis points over the past year, from a 15.4% to a 10.4%, primarily driven by the retirement of high-cost debt through a rights issue by our promoter. We've also secured a two-notch upgrade from a BBB to an A- in our credit rating over the last 12 months. It further solidifies our position with our recent listing and balance sheet strength to optimize the cost of borrowing. In essence, our profitability growth is not only volume-led but also efficiency-led. To sum up, Q2 was our strongest proof of operating leverage to date. Revenue grew 6 to 7% sequentially, but EBITDA surged over 45%. And IGAP equivalent PAT scaled nearly 4.7x from the prior quarter. With our cost base now calibrated, every incremental rupee of revenue will continue to translate disproportionately into EBITDA. We remain laser-focused on profitable, self-funded growth and delivering sustained value creation for our shareholders. To put it simply, WeWork India continues to be the profitability leader in this category. We are growing faster, expanding margins, generating free cash, and delivering superior returns on capital. Our strategy will be focused on balance, scalability, and discipline. And that has created a model that converts growth directly into returns. This gives us both resilience and headroom to invest in future opportunities. In closing, Q2 FY26 has been one of our most defining quarters yet. We've proven that flexible workspaces can be a high-growth, high-margin business. Our fundamentals are strong, our strategy is clear, and our execution remains disciplined. With that, I close my remarks. Thank you. We now open up the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, to register for a question, please press star and one. Our first question comes from the line of Adidev Chattopadhyay from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity. So first question is basically, could you give us some guidance on what sort of seat additions we are looking at annually over the medium term, either on an absolute number or on a percentage CAGR basis? And of that, what would be the split between conventional co-working and managed offices, which we see is most likely voter? That is the first question.
Yeah. So I'll just quickly take that up. If you see over the last year, in the last 12 months, we've basically grown at, you know, about 21-22% capacity expansion for nearly 20,000 desks which were added just in this year. We currently sit at about 114,000 desks. By the end of March, we already have about another 14-15,000 desks in fit out. So as of March, we'll end at about 130,000 desk capacity. We also spoke about the fact that we have already, you know, LOIs and lease commitments signed of another 15,000 desks on top of that, basically taking in locked-in supply from 115 where we are today to about 145,000 that we already have visibility on, and, you know, approximately 10 million square foot of AUM, which is nearly a 26% capacity growth or capacity locked in. as of where we sit today. I think on a run rate basis, you should assume that we will basically try to grow slightly above the industry, which is growing at this 20-ish% range, which would translate to about 20,000 to 25,000 desk additions year over year for us. Now, this split, will constantly vary depending on what operational capacity we have or what available capacity we have open in co-working spaces as well or in our WeWork spaces, as well as the kind of RFPs, demand, etc., we're getting from the managed office segment, each year and then in the prior year also. So, just as an example, we are already pitching on RFPs on certain managed office deals, which we know will only open sometime next year. That is not part of this 15,000 desks LOI that we already have signed. So those will add on top of that. There are periods where we have available capacity within WeWork spaces where we don't wish to add. And once that capacity and occupancy goes up, that's when we look at basically bringing on new capacity also. So the balance will between MO and WeWork will be determined based on that.
Okay. Fine. And second question is just, I think, more a follow-up to first. Any revenue growth guidance you'd like to share for full year for this year?
I don't think we'd want to share any guidance. I think, we are targeting upwards of 20% type of growth numbers. We've already delivered that across few of the revenue streams. If you see just from last year to today, we already on run rate first half of the year, we did approximately 1,150 odd crores of revenue, right? And so if you just look at that run rate, we're already closer to 20% growth. There will be some incremental addition to that revenue in the next month. So hopefully we will surpass that.
Sure. And just one final question maybe for Clifford. What is our budgeted capex for the full year overall?
We're roughly looking at, we're roughly spending about 100 crores every quarter. Having said that, this was a heavy quarter because we had some big management or managed office deals in the pipeline. So I wouldn't consider that to be a run rate, but our cost is about 1,30,000 rupees a desk. So if you estimate, we'll add between 15,000 to 20,000 desks, I guess, for the year. That should give you a rough estimate.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah, I'll come back in the queue if I have more questions. Yeah. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants. If you wish to register for a question, please press star and then one. Our next question comes from the line of Rohan Mehta, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just to start off, if you could shed some light on our profit after tax levels year on year for the quarter. I believe we've reported around 7 odd crores compared to over 200 crores in the same quarter last year. So if you could give some light on that, what are the reasons for this?
Yeah, so just to draw your attention to the fact that we're looking at PAT prior deferred tax or tax benefit. So we clocked, a loss of 31.5 crores last fiscal. This is pre-deferred tax. That has diminished as the year had come by. We clocked a loss of 14.1 crores in the first quarter of this year, which has now translated to a positive PAT of 6.4 crores. As you know, the lease or the Ind AS 116 has its impact on operating profits. It's very dependent on how we'll grow. I wouldn't consider 6.4 to be a run rate, but it's highly dependent on how our expansion plans fructify over the next couple of quarters. But I think safe to say that this is a good starting point for us to turn PAT positive and keep that as a continuous momentum.
I think you'll consistently see that the operating margins and efficiency of the business have improved, and obviously the scale of the both EBITDA and then finally PAT continues to grow. We've considerably brought down our debt levels over the last 1 year, which has, you know, reduced the interest and finance cost that the business has. You know, depreciation is largely a number that is stable, at least on the CapEx standpoint. So as EBITDA, and revenue and occupancy obviously continues to grow, this operating PAT levels ideally will continue to grow. We've just in the last quarter itself, you'll see added, you know, close to about, about 27 odd crores of incremental PAT, right, just in sort of one quarter. From an IGAP equivalent basis, which is what we kind of look at it, we've been PAT positive now for the last 3 years. In this first half of the year, we've delivered nearly a 47 crores of IGAP equivalent PAT. The operating leverage is playing out. We are probably the only operator who's now delivered this at an Ind AS level post this lease accounting issue. And we see that as a sign of our scale and operating leverage really like playing out.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Mohit Agarwal from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on your listing and your first call. My first question is actually on the CapEx bit. You explained that you'll add about 20,000 seats and assuming a 1.3 lakh per seat, that comes to about 250, 270 crores, 260 crores. Is there a significant part of the CapEx goes into refurbishment or other things beyond this? So just trying to tie in the 100 crore per quarter to about a number which is coming to 250, 260 crores.
Yeah. No, I'll take that up. So I think there are, while we are obviously at a 1.3 lakh desk cost, which we will be delivering for most of our space, we have signed some large managed office deals, which, you know, as you know, the CapEx spend on those deals are driven by the customer, which will translate into higher revenue and higher realization on those deals as well. So some of that spend has also happened, you know, in this first half of the year for delivery of those spaces. Towards the second half of the year, we see a much lesser of a spend than what we've done in the first half of this year. So it will finally average out closer to your number. I think over and above this, like we mentioned, we've been spending on refurbishment of existing centers. That's been approximately like close to about 50 odd crores or will be about 50 odd crores for the coming year. And then there's some end of life type of enhancements on all spaces also that we will, you know, be doing incrementally. Over and above this, there is also stamp duty that we consider as part of this entire CapEx payment and registration costs and all of that, which is why maybe you're seeing this number go slightly higher. But true CapEx will be very much in line with what you said.
Sure, that's clear. The second question is on your VAS and digital product. So it's an impressive 11% VAS and 3% digital product. And I understand this is a very high margin business. So what is the ideal, mix that you want? So like where would this number be in the next 2 to 3 years, this 14%, 11 plus 3 go to?
Look, I don't know if we have an ideal number. Our idea is to continue to grow these businesses and add more services as we continue to grow. We clearly see this business as moving, you know, as in a non-linear fashion, right? And that is a strategy of how we're thinking about growth. If you see how we've progressed, we've moved from just being a co-working operator that was very focused on smaller businesses and startups to now doing a full stack enterprise model. We have introduced, you know, our digital products business that came out of COVID that started adding incremental revenue. We've grown our services stack also that is allowing us to basically go deeper into the wallet share of existing customers. I think as we continue to grow, we're looking at adjacencies of, you know, revenue streams and business lines that stem even beyond our spaces and beyond the existing, you know, captive customers, and trying to become basically an entire workplace as a service ecosystem that any business, whether you're in a WeWork space, in a managed office tenant of ours, or even looking at conventional space, that through our expertise you can actually, you know, engage with us and actually avail, you know, products and services that go beyond flexible and co-working spaces itself. So we are really seeing that these two business lines, at least the digital products business, you know, it's growing faster than the workspace revenue on a lower base, clearly, but in terms of a rate, it is growing faster. So there will hopefully be some incremental contribution to revenue as that business continues to grow. And as we continue to bring on new services on the VAS side, we'll see some incremental improvement over there as well. We don't have any target number. Our idea is to push this to the maximum possible. And, you know, we're still at the very, very early stages of both these parts of our business.
Okay, understood. And my last question is on your operating margins. So last quarter it was 15, now it is 20. What would you say would be a steady state number what would be a full year guidance? So you've given a 20%, over 20% revenue growth guidance. What would be your, let's say, FY26 and FY27 margin guidance?
Yeah. I think most of this, as you can see, is coming from the fact that occupancy, you know, is moving up. And in this quarter, you would have seen that we didn't open much operational, you know, we didn't add any new operational centers. So all the sales basically has gone into existing centers, which is driving the occupancy up. We have some big revenue, bits that will come in over the next few quarters, and some new capacity also that continues to get added. We have in the last 2 years delivered around this 20-21% sort of EBITDA margin with the scalable growth. We sort of will, you know, kind of achieve a very similar level, if not slightly higher than what we've done in the past year. Over a much larger revenue base. And I think that's really that where we're going to end up. So you'll see us with this continuous expansion and being able to grow capacity at 21-22% of, you know, bringing on new centers and new leases, still hold a high margin of over 20% even by the end of the year.
Great, that's perfect. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Abhinav Sinha from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question and good to have you guys on the first call. So firstly, which centers have been driving the volume uptake in the first half of the year, and what is the pipeline coming from in the remaining 30,000 seats that you have highlighted? So that's one. And secondly, in how is RPM moving, ARPM, and you know what we should think about on that in the next 1 odd year?
Yeah, I think, you know, notably to actually highlight, which we didn't really touch upon here, is our sales velocity, right? Sales velocity over the first half of this year has grown to close to about, I mean, we've delivered or sold about 26,000 desks. 26,000 desks is translating to nearly almost 2 million square foot of leasing that we've done in the first half of this year. Notably, this is nearly, nearly about a 40% Q over Q growth in terms of velocity from last quarter, and nearly a 62% year over year growth in terms of velocity, right? So today, the first half of the year, we are already on run rate to deliver somewhere close to about 50,000 desks sold for this year, which in totality of last year was close to about 38,000-39,000. Overall, we're seeing velocity grow extremely well, which will all finally translate into revenue growth in the coming quarters. Now, we've seen this happen pretty much across the entire portfolio. I wouldn't say there's been concentration in terms of, you know, in terms of sale. But as you know, the commercial leasing sort of, you know, trends across most markets, Bangalore continues to be the highest contributor, you know, the southern region in a whole between Bangalore, Chennai, and Hyderabad continue to be one of the highest contributors in terms of space. And even in terms of new desks sold that we've done in the last year, followed by Gurgaon or the north, you know, seeing slightly higher traction. And then you have markets like Mumbai and Pune where, you know, we continue to grow. But it's really across these top eight cities. It's mirroring what the commercial office demand looks like in general, and predominantly continues to be driven still by the southern region of the country to a large extent. Yes, so yeah, your question on ARPM, I'll just touch on that. So while, you know, velocity has increased drastically, it'll be, you know, important to note that our revenue to rent multiple, which is really the leading indicator, hasn't moved at all. In fact, it continues to hold at the 3x, you know, on total revenue to rent, which includes all of our revenue streams, and about 2.6x, which includes just the license revenue or the membership revenue that we're getting, which is already, you know, much higher than industry standard. In fact, total ARPM, I would say for the quarter, stood at nearly about 22,300, you know, rupees per desk, which includes every revenue stream divided by the number of members.
Thanks, that's very helpful. So secondly, on the net debt side, and you know, we have looked at some increase in uptick in capex in the quarter. How are we looking at the debt number by March 26?
Yeah, so we, at the same time last year, we had a net debt position of 529 crores. Through equity infusion via rights issue, we were able to pay down some high-cost debt. We currently stand at 310 crores as a net debt position. But considering the fact that we had an inflow of settlement of ICD through the OFS or through the IPO, we currently actually are at net debt position of close to 119 crores. And I think that's a pretty solid, you know, improvement in terms of debt. Our costs of debt have also reduced pretty significantly over the last 12 months.
Yeah. By the end of the year, you'll see this moving close, I mean, net debt close to zero.
Great.
Thanks. Abhinav, does that answer all of your questions?
Yeah, I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Neha Duri from An Investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on the good set of numbers. My question is regarding the entry barriers of this business, or how can we differentiate ourselves in this sector?
So, look, I think there are multiple layers to this. Firstly, you know, there is a low entry barrier into the business. If I just think about setting up one center, one building, you know, one location, which is why you're seeing so many operators in the country, you know, nearly 500 operators across the entire market in the last few years. But this business, while it has a low entry point, it has an extremely high high barrier to entry at scale. Now, to deliver and to reach revenue numbers, EBITDA numbers, and you know, even this operational efficiency that the business has reached today, there is firstly the need to deploy a significant amount of capital, you know, over a period of time, which would result in thousands of crores needing to be deployed. That is just one part to it. Obviously, having the relationships with the landlords, being able to access this grade A quality supply, being positioned as a premium tenant, but also a marquee leader in this entire flex space, and having preference over other operators is something that is that we built over time, right? And today landlords want value for the asset. They want to have a brand that essentially ties in with the premiumness of the assets that they're building. Thirdly, I think our brand itself today is clearly the category defining brand. The recall that we have, not just in India and globally, brings us the ability to convert some of the best deals or best members in the world. Strong relationships with Fortune 500 businesses, global GCCs, and Indian startups. Technology is going to become a much bigger key part of our business, and we'd like to think that we are really executing on this part of our business better than most. Today you'll see with the launch of the WeWork India app, but also some of the technology that we've built internally, it is really playing out in the operational and unit economic metrics that the business is seeing, with margin expansion, with how quickly our new centers are ramping up and breaking even, and then, finally delivering this strong unit economics, for the business. And then lastly, it's going to come around the product suite itself, right? Today, as an operator, we are the only or the largest full stack operator where you're able to get a desk for a day, going up to full bespoke managed office spaces, and now we're moving into adjacent revenue streams. Also, I don't know if there is a platform at our scale and, focused on this quality and this level of the market that is, able to kind of deliver that as well. And I think that the product suite is really a future-ready product suite, because my, our hunch is that as India grows, firstly, the amount of entrepreneurship that is going to be needed, mass level entrepreneurship is going to be needed to grow India from where it is today to where we want it to be. It's not only going to be driven by enterprise companies or large scale businesses hiring and GCCs, etc. So there is going to be the need for flex space and smaller offices for many fragmented companies. Also, as technology and things like AI maybe get more prevalent, there will be more and more smaller businesses formed that are essentially growing at faster rates than just only large businesses commanding a large part of that market. So there will be some fragmentation of how companies grow over the next few years. And our focus on being able to have a product suite that balances both enterprise and MSME and startup business at scale, not just in India but globally, is going to clearly be a differentiator as well over the next few years.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for this elaborative answer. Just one last question I had about the major risk. What do you consider a major risk for your business?
I think occupancy always is, anything that impacts occupancy or can suddenly drastically, reduce occupancy continues to or will always be the biggest risk in the business. We, over the last few years, have tried to mitigate this risk heavily. We've done that by firstly starting on bringing down break-even occupancy at a business level, portfolio level, down to about 55%. Our new centers are breaking even slightly better than that. So we'll see over time that this, occupancy percentage comes down, and as some more operating leverage kicks in, that should bring some cushion into the business. I mean, just to give you an example, our in COVID, which would have been the biggest black swan event for this business, where we had much, lower occupancy and also less healthier revenues, we saw, occupancy drop roughly about 20% in a period of 60 days. This kind of margin between our current occupancy and break-even gives us a good amount of cushion that is even beyond what we had and what COVID could have done. think over and above that, you'll see there's a huge improvement in the quality of revenue itself. The member mix itself has grown with large enterprise companies now, you know, contributing about 75%. We've seen membership tenure grow about 17% just in the last, you know, last year itself. Today, we are sitting on nearly about 27 months of average commitment term, which was about 23 months last year, which means, you know, we have at least, I think, order book is close to about 2,400 crores of TCV that we have locked in the business as of today itself. And finally, our lease liability to revenue lock-in, right, or asset liability ratio is favorable of about 2.7x, which means that we have at least, you know, close to about 2.7 times the revenue to liability that we have to pay to landlords today, which is our largest locked-in cost and locked-in expense. So that gives us some breathing room as well. So our biggest risk is anything that could basically move occupancy significantly down.
Understood. Thank you for the opportunity. And all the best.
Thank you.
Our next follow-up question comes from the line of Rohan Mehta, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. You spoke of use of technology in terms of bringing in operating efficiencies. Do we have any such, any budget as such in terms of a percentage of revenue that we invest in technology?
We don't have a budget. I mean, we've implemented, I mean, we have now a proper engineering, you know, team of roughly about 30-35 people that we've built over the last 2 years. We are trying to do as much of this in-house as possible. And the team is very much capable of, you know, handling the current projects that we have, systems, and looking at new innovations also. So I wouldn't put a number or budget to it. We're just very strategically looking at the business, looking at where we can automate, where we can use technology to improve the margins of the business. Things like designing more efficiently. We have a spatial analytics tool that helps us understand how members are using our space. We have a lease or a building selection tool called RE-Scout that is allowing us to source buildings that will perform better a lot easier. We're building some building technology to help us manage things like energy, you know, efficiency, operating costs. And then finally, we've now launched the WeWork India app, which I would say is the biggest, sort of move we've done on technology. And I would encourage all of you all to even download it. Even if you're a non-WeWork member, you can use it to just come book a space for a day, you know, similar to an Uber-ish app. And we're seeing a lot of flow coming in from that. That will be a big platform that in the future we can not only enhance member experience, but then drive new revenue streams, do things like partnerships, be able to really capitalize on this captive member base that we have.
Understood. Fair enough. Thank you so much for taking my questions and all the best.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Saksham Jain from Iridium Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Congratulations on the listing and the first earnings call. I would ask you to shed some light on the decline, around 30% decline in free cash flow from operations. Thank you. Year over year. Yeah.
If you look at our cash from operations, that has increased 11% from 338 crores last year to about 375 crores this year. You might see a suppression on post-CAPEX cash for the reasons we mentioned, because we did do some large managed office deals which required, you know, cash payout upfront, which will come in, you know, as those deals go live and replenish some of the cash that we've spent. As mentioned also, from a cash perspective on net debt, we did see a 150 odd crore inflow post the OFS to strengthen, you know, our liquidity position. So currently cash position wise, liquidity wise, pretty strong.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I think the most notable thing to, you know, really look at over there is that the business is highly self-sustaining, right? Even in periods where we've had to spend a bit more additional on CapEx, it is all being driven by the cash flows generated from the business itself. There will be periods where we spend slightly higher CapEx, where when we're looking at growth or center additions, there will be periods where that cash flow from operations, you know, goes up when we're not spending as much in CapEx. But what you really want to look at is, you know, basically the free cash that the business is generating, which has grown, you know, both quarter over quarter as well as year over year from last year, again, driven by revenue growth, EBITDA growth that the business has seen.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Karan Virwani, MD and CEO, for closing comments.
Thank you all for joining us today and giving us the opportunity to explain the business, provide context behind the performance and the numbers this quarter. I am really, truly proud of the results we delivered. You know, we've been IGAAP equivalent PAT positive. We achieved our first Ind AS profitability this quarter without any deferred tax or exceptional items. We've seen revenue growth, you know, happen steadily. EBITDA growth on an IGAAP perspective has grown nearly 45% in the last quarter, just quarter over quarter. The macro trends of the business are strong and continue to stay strong. Structurally, the business is actually operating, you know, as per plan and the way we would like it. We see that any incremental revenue coming in for the next few quarters, you know, a lot of it will directly result in the EBITDA growth and you know, then finally PAT growth at the P&L and the business level. And our focus remains unchanged. We want to deliver the best workplace experience to our members while continuing to grow profitably, sustainably, and responsibly. That's really what's playing out. So thank you very much for joining, and you know, we'll see you next quarter.
Thank you. On behalf of WeWork India Management Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.